My name is Lauren Ralph. I'm the laboratory manager at the Pathology Services Corps located at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
So my name's Gabriela de la Cruz. I'm the facility director for the Pathology Services Corps at UNC.
Oh, no, you both presented for us in Baltimore at our convention in 2023. When did you decide that you wanted to present in Baltimore? And was that, did you both decide that together? You were, or was that you kind of decided separately and then came together?
So Gabby and I have kind of had like a big interest in this conference, and I had attended the year prior as well as Gabby in Reno. And while I didn't have the opportunity to present at the time, I was really interested. So when I saw that the initial data was coming out that they're accepting proposals, I kind of talked to Gabby. We just kind of had this combined conversation of wanting to present together. Our lab is working on a lot of like spatial biology kind of platforms, and we thought it was a great opportunity just to kind of talk and share that knowledge with the histology community.
Was the interest in presenting that topic because you are working on it?
Yeah, I think for spatial phenotyping, for me personally, it's just kind of like one of my favorite aspects in histology right now. Kind of like the equipment our lab has like procured over the past few years, it's been really gratifying being like some of the first individuals optimizing and working on these assays and seeing that initial research data come out and just how that's benefiting histology, pathology, the whole community, and just all that information coming together.
If you were to give somebody some advice about in selecting a topic, because that can be very hard, would you advise that they try to find something that meets both of those areas?
I would say to first find something that you really find interesting. Like when I did the presentation in Reno, I had spent so much time working on something to tag eosinophils for COVID research. And I'm like, I spent so much time doing this. And it might not be something that was so interesting, but I'm like, if I spend so much time doing this, then maybe someone else could save on their time and just have this information. So also something that you think other people might find useful that you really struggled with. And then once you find that answer, it's so gratifying. And then I really felt like it would be good to showcase that and to have other people not suffer through what I went through. And maybe that was helpful for some people. And the feedback we got was that it was helpful for some people. So that part was good.
If you had some advice for somebody who decided they wanted to present with somebody else, what advice would you give them?
In terms of like deciding to present with someone or getting through it.
Maybe one or both, either one.
Yeah. So I think for me, it was really like a strengths in numbers. Public speaking makes me really anxious and it's just a scary situation for me. So I felt like having someone that I work closely with and that I trust work with me, it really helped me feel better about the whole situation altogether, made me more confident. And like that strength in numbers situation, I felt like it also like helps break up the information so that people can focus a little bit better when they're getting perspectives from different people, even if it's on the same subject. But I might be wrong, but I felt like if someone's telling you something and then another person is telling you something related to that, that it might like go solidifying things a little bit more so that we're not just dragging on with one person talking over and over again.
Yeah, I think just kind of like having that communication early on, as far as like on a given topic, like what parts, like say presenter one's comfortable with tackling and the other part of the content that like presenter two is comfortable with, and kind of like taking that time to refine your portions of the presentation and then coming together and just having that open dialogue and communication of, how to present the topic at hand, to your audience.
Now, did you guys practice like full run-throughs together prior to coming to Baltimore?
So our tactic is we did definitely practice, but it was some in Baltimore, some, back in NC. We definitely kind of had like a hybrid approach of, crunch time and preparing a good bit ahead of time.
Are you the person that does their best work at the last minute, or are you the person that lays everything out months in advance?
I am definitely a full-on procrastinator. It's not something that I like to share. with people. But yeah, it's just maybe because I'm so busy all the time. But I think I also do come up with the best ideas when I'm on a time crunch.
You do.
I could have just conditioned myself to be that way. But because I think it was a combo for us, again, like you suggested, because we're working with someone else, we should be responsible and respect that person enough to meet the deadlines. And we do have deadlines with NSH, so we have to meet those deadlines also.
I am definitely a planner to a degree. I really gives me like a lot of comfort just having like that game plan a few months ahead of time. I know what I'm going into. That being said, as far as like from a talking and speaking note perspective, it is massive crunch time for me. Like the days ahead, I am reiterating my presentation in my sleep while I'm awake, just making sure like I have everything down to a T.
What is the best piece of advice you would give someone who is trying to decide to present? Lauren, do you want to start?
Yeah, I would say just take the leap and do it. Presenting in Baltimore was my first ever time giving a presentation on that level. And I was very nervous going into it, but kind of like throwing caution to the wind and putting myself out there first and then kind of coming up with my game plan afterwards was probably like the best thing I could have done to give myself the experience of just being able to present.
I feel like you just made a whole life approach right there. Like, throw caution to the wind and then game plan it after. I feel like I've learned a lot about who you are, Lauren. I like that. Gabby, what's your best piece of advice for someone learning, deciding to present?
Yeah, it's definitely it can be a scary situation. The whole public speaking concept and putting yourself out there. I would say prepare beforehand, don't freak out. And even if you think you're not going to do well, our histology community is so amazing that everything is going to be okay. Like even if you fumble and we definitely did, it's part of the process and everything is going to be okay.